bending over to pull weeds, walking from plant to plant, gardening can be a challenge as we age. We hear from a couple elderly gardeners now about how they grow food despite some physical challenges. Mark Chilla brings us this story from Indiana's Area 10 Agency for Aging.
So this is all a wildlife garden, and it's a low-maintenance garden. I planted...
Anne Robbins walks through her garden with the help of a cane. Her pace is slow, but it's measured and with purpose.
Fruit trees and flowering trees. And
her garden is not your average garden. It's more of a wildlife sanctuary, home to dozens of flowers, trees, vegetables, herbs, and shrubs, as well as creatures like birds, toads, bees, butterflies, and moths.
Insects of all sorts, but some really rare ones, like the Cercopian moth, the largest moth in North America.
When she started building this garden back in 2009, she spent about 2 hours a day working on it. Today, partly because of her limited mobility, it's more like 2 hours a week.
This is a low-maintenance garden, and all you have to do is cut off the dead...
As a former biologist, zoologist really, Anne is very knowledgeable, and she takes her love and knowledge of wildlife to the gardening program at the Endright Center, part of Indiana's Area 10 Agency on Aging.
When we were trying to get people to come to the classes, a lot of older people told me, oh, you know, I'd love to do that. I used to garden, but I just can't do it anymore.
That was Laura Cray. She's the nutrition program manager for Area 10 and runs the gardening program at the Endright Center.
So that just kind of got me thinking, I wonder if there's a way that older people could continue to garden.
Gardening as you get older can be a challenge. There's the issue of mobility, not to mention the constant bending over one has to do to tend to one's garden. To help address some of these issues, Cray has introduced some new things, like looser soil for easy weeding and very tall raised planting beds.
So, we have a lot of different kinds of raised beds, and the idea is that it just brings everything up off of the ground, making it easier for people. They don't have to stoop as low, or if you're in a wheelchair, you can just kind of reach over and your garden's right there. It makes it really easy.
Cray explains that gardening can be beneficial for people as they age.
It's great for people with arthritis to keep moving and keep those joints lubricated, so it reduces their pain. It's also great to get outside. You get a lot of sunlight that way, so you get more vitamin D, which is great for everybody, but especially older folks.
It's also a great source of nutritious food. Part of the gardening program's mission is to provide food for Endright Center's Cooking for One class and the mobile food pantry on site. But ultimately, the gardening program is a community. It's a place for people who love gardening to gather and share how they've had to adapt their gardening techniques as they've gotten older, and perhaps learn a few new techniques along the way.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it even still, even though it's hard on us now. I'm 70, be 76.
Jean Bruce is also a member of the gardening program. Jean gardens mostly for food. Her beans are her specialty, according to her kids.
Because every time they'd come over for dinner, our kids, they'd always want my homemade green beans, so I plant some more so I'll have enough.
She and her husband used to grow and can food to help provide for their family.
The canning, I did that, and we canned our food because that's what we needed to raise those boys.
Today, she gardens mostly for the enjoyment.
It's just part of your life. I mean, it's good for your soul. I guess that's one way of saying it. It's good for your soul.
As Jean has gotten older, she has had to adapt her gardening technique. She has knee problems and is getting a knee replacement surgery soon, so that means she has trouble tending to her beans. She's come up with a solution, though. Grow her beans along a pole, known as pole beans.
When they grow, then all you got to do is just reach up there and get them instead of getting down and trying to pick the bush beans. That's a little harder for us.
Addressing the challenges of aging in gardening requires careful planning. For Jean, it meant constructing those poles before the growing season. For Anne and her wildlife sanctuary, it's been designed from the beginning to weather any challenges.
I have 30 moths and butterflies.
Her low-maintenance garden is more or less self-sustaining. The diversity of plant and animal life means it's kind of like its own ecosystem. This is crucial because Anne, like Jean, is getting knee surgery soon.
I have to stay out of the garden for about a month.
But since she's designed her garden to take care of itself, that means it will be there waiting for her when she's recovered. For Earth Eats, I'm Mark Chilla.